This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Information to make your day better, your understanding of what's going on in the world depends on listening to this program. I hope you realize that. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is back from a day at the beach, literally and figuratively, here on the DJV experience. So we are working on the trending stories. There are always more to choose from than we could possibly handle. Jennifer, what have you chosen to begin this hour?
Well, this story is kind of interesting. It's involving a former Nazi labor camp guard who's been living in the United States for decades. Have you heard about this?
No.
No.
So people knew about him. He was a labor camp guard, a Nazi. He's been finally deported to Germany.
The guy from Cleveland?
No, he's from New York, actually. Hmm. But he's finally been deported to Germany after years of diplomatic wrangling going back and forth. This was announced by the White House on Tuesday. He worked as a guard at a labor camp in Poland, Germany-occupied Poland at the time, and had been living out his post-war years in Queens, New York. He's 95. He was born in what was then Poland and now Ukraine and immigrated to the U.S. in 1949, becoming a citizen in 1950. The former Nazi guard lied to U.S. immigration officials about his role in World War II, saying he worked on a farm and in a factory, according to a White House statement. In 2001, he admitted to the U.S. Department of Justice that he had, in fact, trained and worked in a labor camp in 1943. Around 6,000 Jewish prisoners at that camp were shot to death, the one that he worked at, in one of the single largest massacres of the Holocaust, according to the White House statement. This is just a really interesting story. It goes through his whole history about how he's really been having to fight for his citizenship back and forth. In 2003, his citizenship was revoked. A federal judge then ordered that he be deported, but none of the European countries in which he could have been sent would actually take him. It was believed that he would live out his last years kind of in this apartment building, in this duplex that he lived in Queens. But now, according to Jeff Sessions, he praised the work of the Justice Department's best-known Nazi hunter, Eli Rosenbaum, and his team in successfully removing the 68th Nazi from the United States. So, kind of interesting. A lot of ramifications, a lot of historical stuff here.
I'm assuming he has a family
this week.
He is married with a family?
It doesn't mention that he has a family. I don't know. I would imagine that's probably the case, but I don't know.
Boy, this is a weird one, right? You can, on one hand, I've been following some of the, loosely following some of the cases that are still happening over in Europe, where there was one guy who was 96 who just got sentenced to actually go to prison. And even though his lawyer said, well, he's 96, you know, he's not going to make it. And they said, too bad, so sad, you're going to jail. And so, to have somebody who's 95 living over here, he really shouldn't be an exception for his role in that. But, wow, to be... Although, I guess it was false pretenses that he was even given citizenship, right. So... Wow.
And it's been going on forever. There's really been a back and forth.
Some of them are still around. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The Wiesenthal Center is all about... It was created, basically, to hunt down, find these people that still existed and put them on trial and prosecute them for the crimes. And it still is active because there are still these people around. And then you look around at this movie that I saw over the weekend, Black Klansman, is, I don't know why I feel like I have to bridge this. I don't like Spike Lee, never have. I don't like his arrogant attitude. I think he's a kind of a jerk. But there's a message in this movie that he's produced that is very poignant and very, I don't know if necessary is the right word, but I think it's an important film for people to see because it does depict way too much of the kinds of things that have gone on. I guess since time began, there have always been prejudices, and you'd like to think that we would be smart enough to get beyond them, but we aren't. And maybe even smart isn't the right word. I don't know what the right word is. Get over yourself. There's no such thing as the supreme being, the supreme, well, the supreme being, yes, but supreme race. We're all here together. And I think that's part of it, putting the supreme being and the thought of a supreme race together. That's part of the lesson to be learned here. If we don't understand what life is about, I think it's very, well, life is sweet and simple and can be wonderful. It's always wonderful because there are experiences to be had. But I think that this power that's greater than we are has, for whatever the reason, tried to figure out how for people to live together. Why are there different colors and races and languages and countries and stuff on this planet? And what's it all about? Is there a far deeper lesson here that goes through eternity and goes, you know, into other worlds? It can be very deep, but pretty simplistic. The other side of it is, why do you not like somebody because of the color of their skin or their religion? Or their age, or their weight, or what they do for a living, or what political party they're. Why do you not like them? Because they're not like you? Is that it? Is that the only reason you don't like them?
I think it must be fear of the unknown, right? I think people just have that. If it's out of your comfort zone, and a lot of people, some people find comfort in new experiences, and then other people just, if it's not something that they're used to and that they're, you know, that they're familiar with, they just can't tolerate it. I don't know.
I actually blame social media.
In part.
And I blame, well,
it's been a problem long before that, but it did. Fixed it.
I think people are so polarized right now that it's either your team or my team, and I think when my grandparents were alive, there was a whole list of things that they would have never dreamed talking about over dinner conversation. They would have never gone to a friend's house and engaged in a conversation about religion or about politics. In fact, there's several sayings, you know, things that you avoid when you're out in polite mixed company. But I think with social media now, everybody's been empowered to be a critic. Everybody can be a food critic. They can be a travel critic. They can be a movie critic. They can be a political pundit. And they've provided this platform where they think everybody cares what they have to say. And so it's either my way or the highway, essentially. Mm-hmm. And I just don't like that way of thinking, because while I have very strong political views, like I think we all do, if I didn't have I wouldn't have any friends if I didn't associate with people who didn't talk to me politically. It's like my whole social circle doesn't agree with me politically. And I think there's something to be said for that. Because how else do you learn or have a conversation with somebody if there's not some disagreement? It's not about patting each other on the back all the time.
Well said. Some more people in the news after these words.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm as happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will be, quote, as happy as a clam, unquote. The Geico legal team cannot accurately verify clams even experience the complex human emotional state known as happiness. As an invertebrate mollusk living half submerged on the ocean floor with no arms, legs, or wireless access, what's there to be happy about? A clam's all like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't get turned into New England clam chowder today, pronounced regionally as chowda, chowda. Oh, that's so fun to say. What were we talking about again?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. noise canceling, the ultimate feature for headphones and earbuds. They're perfect for travelers, commuters, and noisy work environments. Sony's WI-1000X noise canceling headphones fit the bill. And what does the WI stand for, you ask? Wireless in-ear. Sony's Carl Warminiak has more.
So if you feel that you need a little bit more battery life when you're commuting, but you don't want something that's big and cumbersome, these are actually really nice because they wrap around the back of your neck and then have the two earpieces that basically go right into your ear. You are getting fully wireless headphones, so you're going to get the benefit of 10 to 15 hours of battery life, and again, you get the benefit of noise canceling built into these headphones as well.
Check out Sony's WI-1000X headphones at Sony.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so the question of the day for some of you: are Keanu Reeves and Winona Ryder married? Wow. They're promoting their
what year is
upcoming,
it again?
1992, in fact.
Yeah, okay.
So this is kind of interesting. They're promoting their upcoming romantic comedy, Destination Wedding. Winona Ryder revealed that she's not entirely sure that they didn't have a real wedding back in 92 while they were filming Bram Stoker's Dracula. Ryder said, "We actually got married in Dracula. I swear to God, I think we're married in real life." In that scene, Francis Ford Coppola used a real Romanian priest, and she added, quote, "We shot the master, and he did the whole thing, so I think we are really actually married." This has been all over social media. They've been kidding each other as they've been promoting this thing. So what happens? And under the circumstances, is it just another promotion? Or if they are married, what does that, how do you figure that out?
Well, the movie that they're doing now, their wedding, their disgruntled wedding guests, I guess. So I think the topic of weddings came up. But Francis Ford Coppola apparently also believes that they're married.
Really?
But don't you have to... Yeah, because he said it was a real priest in the real ceremony, and they went through and they said all the vows. So he said in the, I guess, Greek Orthodox Church, he believes that they actually did get married.
Wow. And how many times have they been married to other people in the interim?
Keanu's never been married.
Hasn't he?
Mm-mm.
What about...
That's questionable.
It is? Questionable. What's
I didn't know he had never been married. I'm surprised.
Is there a question about his sexuality?
No, oh, yeah, there has been for years.
There has been, but yeah, I just wonder what...
And what about hers? All I remember about her is she gets caught shoplifting someplace.
I don't think she ever got married. Was she? I know she was with Johnny Depp for a really long time, and then I don't really know who she was with after that.
She should go back to him. They're both so weird.
All right, here's a wonderful story about Celeste Ayala, who is all over social media. Yesterday, 110,000 people shared a picture of her. She was breastfeeding a malnourished baby. She was on duty in a children's hospital, and so she took it upon herself to breastfeed this baby, and it's just kind of a neat thing. It's a caring moment. It's a sweet moment. It's not anything that may not happen every day someplace, but the fact that it was recorded in picture form And it's just the sweet look on her face, and I just thought it was sweet. So I make mention of it because I think these are the kinds of things that we ought to mention more often than we do. So sweetness is her, I would say, Celeste Ayala. At 21 after the hour, this is the sweet and lovely DJV show.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Oh, 23 after the hour. A neat old song from my moldy oldie, goody goldie rack of wrinkled records. The DJV show, Jennifer Victoria and I celebrating Celia Cruz. Forever Celia, a new exhibition about Ms. Cruz set to open in the American Museum in Miami, the American Museum of the Cuban Diaspora. I don't know what that is. What's that? What does that mean? Anybody know?
Diaspora? I don't speak Spanish. I don't know what that word means.
Doesn't that just mean like culture? Diaspora? Like the culture
maybe
of different
Cuban
places?
Cuban culture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did
you
and
say
every,
that?
Everywhere has
so
a diaspora.
Smart.
Yeah. Is it really?
I'm pretty sure. I took a lot of anthropology classes. I think that's
the
right.
Executor of the Celia Cruz estate says this is the first time the public will be able to see all of Celia's things in one place. A previous large-scale Cruz exhibit was curated by the Smithsonian. When Cruz passed away in 2003, Omar Pardillo, who became Cruz's manager when he was in his 20s, took custody of her 200-plus dresses and shoes and wigs and awards and photos and all that stuff going back to Cuba, her childhood there, and personal items, including her first passport and the plane ticket that took her to Kinshasa. And what was then Zaire, to perform with the Fania All-Stars. That was back in 74. The collection also includes copies of the albums that she recorded all through her career, as well as personal mementos she amassed on her world travels. I must say that she has escaped my roundhouse. If I did know who she was, I have forgotten who she was. Does anybody know more about Celia Cruz?
Well, I just know that I know who she is, but yeah, that might just be because in New York, like, people pay attention to her.
Yes.
And when so
called her
the
salsa queen, right?
Yeah.
And
Jennifer Lopez is a huge Celia Cruz fan and did a massive tribute to her. I think it was at the Billboard Music Awards
Really?
2 years ago, or maybe last year, and she opened the show with it, and it was the whole thing that was a big deal. So,
would she be considered the Ella Fitzgerald of that kind of music, maybe? That caliber and that league? Fitzgerald is.
Yeah, I guess I feel like Amelia, what's her name? Gloria Estefan.
Gloria Estefan.
Yeah. Gloria Estefan often cites Celia Cruz as her inspiration.
Really?
So, yeah, there's. I think in the Latin music world, she was just kind of like the Aretha Franklin of the Latin music world.
Got it. Okay. All right, moving on to other musical information. Appleseed Records have a 21st anniversary album out that features unreleased cover songs by The Boss, Tom Morello, Donovan, Tim Robbins. Massive compilation celebrating the 21st anniversary of protest music. That's what Appleseed Records are, a protest label. Appleseed's 21st anniversary Roots and Branches has Springsteen's take on We Shall Overcome, as well as his rendition of the Pete Seeger folk song By a Hammer. Let's see, is that what this is here? Is this? This is Springsteen?
No, this is Pete Seeger.
This is Pete Seeger doing the original. Right, okay. Tom Morello contributes his version of AC/DC's Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. While Donovan covers Joan Baez's Wild Mountain Thyme. I don't know that song.
Is that thyme?
Maybe.
Thyme, like
thyme
the
is
herb?
Herb, yeah, herb, right, yeah. Exactly. All right, so there are 57 songs in this compilation. Songs previously released. Archival recordings by Pete Seeger, Joan Baez, Jackson Browne, Bonnie Raitt, Roger McGuinn, who was with the Turtles, Judy Collins. So, looks like it'd be an interesting collection. Really? You like the idea of having this record around? And none of us are real protest. That was not a big part of the protest movement in the 60s.
This would not be hanging out on my my streaming service. No, I would not be.
Kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya. 28 after the hour.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come in today to get select back-to-school supplies for $2 or less, including a 24-pack of Crystal Geyser spring water. Shop online, on our app, or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Water limit 2. Other limits apply. See store for details.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Thousands of veterans need service or comfort animals. Many of them never get one. This is one of the reasons why we lose these heroes to suicide. There are also millions of dogs in shelters, many of whom will never be adopted. The Wounded Paw Project helps bring these two together. They save dogs from shelters and train them to be companions and helpers to our wounded heroes, and for just 19 tax-deductible dollars a month. Go to woundedpawproject.org to find out how you can help. That's woundedpawproject.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort has been found guilty of 8 charges at his bank and tax fraud trial. President Trump in Charleston, West Virginia, says He has no connection to Manafort's legal problems.
This has nothing to do with what they started out looking for Russians involved in our campaign. There were none. I feel very badly for Paul Manafort. He worked for Bob Dole. He worked for Ronald Reagan. He worked for many, many people. And this is the way it ends up.
The president's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, has pleaded guilty to 8 charges as part of an agreement. He has agreed to a prison term, although the judge is not bound by it. He could spend 4.5 to 5 years in prison. The judge will sentence him later at a future date. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Action here at 34 after the hour on the DJV show. D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V Victoria, and Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Victoria's job, should she decide to accept it, is to bring us up to date with a trending story.
Well, this is
like
a delicious.
Mission Impossible. Dun, 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 dun,
well,
dun.
Then I have a delicious answer for this one. This is all about the Girl Scouts and their brand new cookie. It's coming in 2019. It's the first time that they've added a new cookie since the S'mores cookie joined the family. And they say cookie lovers will have a new option to add to their orders of Thin Mints and Samoas, which are the two most popular. Caramel chocolate chip cookies.
Ooh,
that is
yum.
The new flavor.
Sounds
and that
good.
Starts, yeah, that starts January 2nd, which is the official start of the Girl Scouts Scout cookie selling season, and it will be available in select areas across the country. It is a chewy cookie made with caramel, semi-sweet chocolate chips, and has a hint of sea salt in every bite. It's so very on trend right now with sea salt, caramel, chocolate. It's
do
also
we like
gluten-
salt in our. I bought some chocolates the other day. Had salt in them. I don't think I really like them. I'd rather have.
I love the salt sets off the sweet, and the sweet sets off the salt, and it's just good.
Yeah. So they say the cookie's also gluten-free, which is on trend with their millennial buyers. Yep. This is the second gluten-free option that they have after Toffee-tastic. And the Girl Scouts are continuing into 2019. They've been selling cookies since 1917.
Wow. Very cool. All right. That brings me around to thinking about when you hear stories about Girl Scout cookies, you think about going back to school, being in school. There are a lot of school districts that are opening up this week. Many more opening next week. Back to school usually takes place before Labor Day or right around Labor Day now. There's a district in Colorado that is going to transition from a 5-day school week to a 4-day school week starting this month. This is Brighton Bay School District 27J announcing the 4-day week. They say it will entice quality teachers, allow for the allocation of resources to items more critical to the district's primary purpose. The superintendent said, quote, "We're confident it's going to attract teachers and keep them. I don't understand why 4-day work weeks unless you are looking to get a job the other 3 days. I haven't had a teacher say this was a horrible idea," says the superintendent, Chris Fiedler. Other hopes for the 4-day week, that it will recognize and create time to support teacher development and preparedness. Huh? What? Create a school calendar.
The teachers are going to have an extra day to grade papers to do curriculum and that sort of thing.
That's bunk. I was a teacher for 4.5 years. There was plenty of time. I listened to all these people complain about not getting paid enough. Hey, listen, it's like being a football player. You know what you're into.
Oh,
when you sign up for being a teacher, you know what the deal is. So if you don't like the pay, then don't become a teacher.
I can't believe I'm going to start arguing with you about this one. This seems a little out of character. But look, my mom was teaching. She was an English teacher at the high school level. And when she would give assignments, 250 papers to grade. It's a lot of extra work, especially in the way the school systems are, at least in Los Angeles, where there's just not a lot of support and you're having to buy your own materials because the school district is failing and you have to come up with your own ways of teaching. I don't necessarily love or endorse a 4-day school week, but I think it does talk about a greater issue here, which is that teachers do get a lot of work. There is a lot of work. Now, do we shy away from it? No, they know what they're getting into. But I think to downplay it and say it's like being a football player, you know what you're getting. It's still a lot of work.
I'm not suggesting, I'm suggesting a couple of things. That we have facilities that we pay for as taxpayers that are not used 2.5 months of the year in the summertime. Take one more day away. How many days in school are there? What's the point of having a public school system? Unless it is for, it then becomes all about the workers and not about the people being served. There are children, we know what the stats are in Los Angeles, Jennifer, and you know what they are elsewhere, where you're lucky to get two-thirds of the kids that have gotten to the age of 16 to stay in school because there's no challenge. There's no reason. They're not getting anything out of it. And part of it comes from the influence, I guess, of social media and what you can get there. Isn't it up to, if we're going to have a public school system, and I'm not even sure that I support the public school system anymore, even though I was a participant in it, I'm not sure that it's doing the job. We have lots of people.
Well, it's not doing the job right now.
Focused on unions, and it's just, you know, the whole business has become like everything else in government, too big, out of control, unwieldy, and so everybody's going off on their own. It's just the child care services and meals in Framingham. In two of the schools in Framingham, you can get breakfast, lunch, and dinner. What do you need to go home for? Might as well sleep in school. And that's a recognition of the changing social structure and fiber of our country. No question about it. Which comes first, though? The changing fiber in us we're creating a way to serve a need. But is school supposed to be for learning, or is it a social service agency? And how are the two morphing into one? There are a lot of great things that are done, a lot of great school districts in this country, but there also is this reality that government is becoming our mother. And it just is, there's a bigger picture here, it seems to me, because, and maybe this isn't recognized either, I think it's time for us to really, really, really stop putting our finger in the dike. There are a lot of things that have, we address them a little at a time, especially if it's public stuff. We don't like to make big changes. But the world is changing, and it's being affected by all of the things that go on, what children and adults are connecting to and with in social media. So at this point, it seems to me, I don't know what the solution is. I just know we ought to be studying the classroom situation, the school situation. We're going to spend $84 million in Framingham on a new middle school. $84 million. And the biggest fight over what to do and why it costs so much money is the cafeteria, the auditorium, audiovisual things in each classroom, and what the athletic department is going to have for land. That's the fuss. Meanwhile, the town next to us, Natick, Massachusetts, building a junior high school for as many people, and it's only going to cost them $50 million. So there's a $30 million deal here, and nobody can explain what the $30 million is for, unless you really look at it and you see all these ancillary things. Because maybe of my background, I don't know, I taught English and speech for 4 years in a middle school, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th graders, and enjoyed it tremendously. The kids grumbled because there was always something they had to be doing. There was never a moment to breathe. Did we have fun in class? Yeah, we had fun. But it wasn't school for me at that point. It wasn't about fun. It was about, learning something. But we have these new places of study that are being built, and there's no more. I don't want to sound like some old curmudgeon. There's no more books. You get everything you need. Everybody's supposed to have. The school system in our district provides every child with an iPad. Every child at every level has an iPad. They belong to the district. If you lose them, you have to pay for them. But in the first round,
a lot of schools have that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's no such thing as a book.
Well, that's not true. There are.
In my district, there is. No, and our distant school here, they don't have any books.
With the iPad.
Stop by, they don't buy books anymore. It's all on the iPad.
But are you complaining about that?
I think there's a reality to touching and feeling and looking at a book and understanding The Catcher in the Rye wasn't something on a flat screen.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just a cultural, historical thing, and I need to bump out of the way.
Yeah, but more than that, we've been talking about all the blue light that's affecting kids.
Yeah.
It's affecting everybody.
Thank you.
You can go blind by the time you're 15, 60 years old.
Yeah.
So, why are we putting this on our young kids? Are we going to make them all make sure that they wear computer glasses?
Yeah.
If I had a kid who was going to be on an iPad all day long, there's no way he or she wouldn't be wearing computer glasses to protect their eyes.
Yeah. Yep.
There so I'm in favor of a book for that reason.
Yeah.
That's just
a good
from
thought.
A health
that's
perspective.
That's a very good thought, because I hadn't thought about it that way, Victoria. I just think that studying, I'm going back to the premise of a 4-day week, and what are the kids going to do with the other 3 days?
Well, that's what I think is going to be the issue here, why this probably ultimately won't work, is that, especially at the high school level, you're going to have kids with way too much time on their hands,
yeah,
I think.
Right. Yeah.
I don't actually hate this for elementary school kids, because I think that they actually might do well with a situation like that, but that's with really hands-on parenting. So
most parents are two-person income families now, so that's going to be more for child care. And like you said, Jen, supervision is a problem, or will be.
There is the American Academy of Pediatrics, which is basically the go-to resource for parents on screen time guidelines has just come out, just realizing, I'm just Googling this now, and now listen to the language and what we're talking about flies in the face of the conversation in a manner of speaking, but they're just dealing with the blue light. This is something that hasn't been. So the policies that have been put forth, I remember on town meeting floor in Framingham, I don't know, maybe 6, 7, 8 years ago when this came up and we had to vote $1 million to buy iPads for everybody. Nobody thought about all this stuff. It's kind of like drugs that aren't really tested. You don't really know what you're in for until you're way down the road. So the screen time that one has, there are a lot of people who are saying what I just said, the guidelines for the amount of time to spend in front of the screen, and you know as well as I do, you're not really supervising. So what are the kids really doing when they're on the screen? Are they doing their homework? Or, you know, with the book, you got no place else to go. It's the book. When you're sitting in front of a screen, there are all kinds of things you can do just by pressing a button and go to this game site or go to that Instagram account or whatever it is. I think there are a lot of things that need to be thought through here. It's 47 after the hour on the DJV program.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through August 31st. Come in today and take advantage of first month's payment credit and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on first month's payment credit and certified pre-owned warranties.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
Good news. You are not stuck with your health care plan. Really, you have a choice, and it's a great one. It's called MediShare, and if you've heard about it and wondered what exactly it is, it's a way that people share their health care bills, and these are people who have a common faith, who want to be part of something beautiful that not only meets their health care needs, but the needs of others, too. And it's people who love to save money. Big time. MediShare members typically save $500 a month per family on their healthcare costs. That is a life changer for people. So this could be for you. Maybe it's what you've been looking for, a way to pay healthcare bills that's not only very smart financially, but it's even profound. MediShare is a nonprofit with 400,000 members nationwide who pray for and share with each other. So yes, you're not stuck. There's another way, and it could save you a lot. Find out more. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Time 53 after the hour here. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV program with Victoria Keelan to sharpen. I gave you some hints. I've been thinking a lot about what to do to keep myself away from the damn all of the devices that are around. It's a losing battle sometimes, Victoria. And the part of it is we pay attention to what's going on because they are so much a part of our lives. And some of the tools we use, like Instagram, have an important part. You've said many times publicly here that Instagram is the most relevant of all the social media. You still holding with that?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's got the largest, it's got the fastest and largest growing audience of any of the social media platforms. Yeah. And people are now spending almost as much time on Instagram as they are on Facebook. And I think the reason, and this is just a quick little thing, I think part of the reason that Facebook says, oh, more people, you know, people spend the most time on our platform. Well, you know why? Because if you've ever worked in an office, people put their Facebook account up and then they leave it on their screen all day long. And yeah. I think that accounts for a lot of why they have so many people saying that they, you know, or so many statistics saying that people spend the most time on Facebook, but I don't think it's really active viewership. But right, anyway, so this story is about Instagram. Instagram.
Yeah, it is.
Which is owned by Facebook.
Yeah.
Happens to just be run so much better. Whoever's in charge of Instagram is doing a much better job than Facebook. So this past April, Instagram took some stern action against a particular class of drug-related hashtags. And you may not have even noticed this if you weren't actively looking for these hashtags, but hashtag OxyContin, hashtag fentanyl, and hashtag opiates have been completely removed from Instagram. And so now this decision came because the FDA was saying that social media platforms like Instagram are harboring dark web drug dealers. And they're saying that it's not like they're not kingpin type drug dealers. It's not on a huge level, but they're street level drug dealers where you can see sometimes, if you were looking for it, you can see certain people are pretty blatantly selling these opioids, and it's an easy direct sell kind of a thing. And so now Instagram has really cracked down on this. If you search for any one of these, all you will get now is just no hashtags found. It used to give you a warning saying that those posts were removed because they violated community guidelines. Now you can't even get a response at all on that, which is great. So no hashtag found is what you're going to see. Instagram confirmed the ban, saying that keeping the Instagram community safe is our responsibility. We spend a lot of time thinking about how we can create a safe and open environment. We've taken action against this content and blocking all these hashtags. But then there is one sort of, you know, debate that's still brought up. How much free speech interference is there, too? If someone is posting something about maybe a family member or a relative who has been struggling with opioids, you can't even use those hashtags anymore. So I still think overall Instagram's doing the right thing, and all of this is new. It's the wild, wild west, and so people are still trying to figure it out. But I think Instagram has been very responsible with a lot of their community guidelines so far.
All right. So that's good. Let's keep that in the back of our minds. Patrick Stewart's Captain Picard making a comeback in the newest iteration of Star Trek. Let's listen to that.
The Geek Out.
Star Trek fans rejoice, Captain Picard is back. While it's been rumored for a while to be in the works, at a recent Star Trek convention in Vegas, Patrick Stewart himself stood on the stage and announced he would be returning to his historic Next Generation role. The series, described as an exploration of the next chapter in Picard's life, is about all we know of the show. There's no dates or titles or if other characters from the previous show will appear, but what we do know is there's a catch. The show will be found on the CBS All Access streaming subscription platform, where the two other current Star Trek shows are found. So yes, that means if you want to see Picard again, you're going to have to pony up the monthly fee. We'll keep you posted on the launch date for the new Jean-Luc Picard Star Trek show here.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, let's get back to the action here, Victoria, the focus on Apple.
Yep, Apple is going to, the rumor is that they're going to release augmented reality glasses by 2020. Now, these glasses will combine the digital and physical world through smart glasses, and they'll use a lot of the stuff that's on the current iPhone X. A lot of that augmented reality, those features will also be in the glasses. So they say that it's, and they're also going to launch cars maybe between 2023 and 2025.
Aha, that's what we need, more cars. 59 past the hour on the DJV experience.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.